This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Happy Earth Day, y'all. Yep, it's Earth Day. And the New York Times is warning that in as little as 25 years from now, the beaches on the East Coast may be gone. So you might want to get out there and enjoy them while you still can. At the most likely rate of rise, some experts say they rate most of the beaches on the East Coast of the United States will be gone in 25 years. They're already disappearing at an average rate of 2 to 3 feet a year. The article is, scientists say Earth's warming could set off wide disruptions, but there's a catch. It was written on September 18th, 1995. That'd be 31 years ago. The beaches are just fine. I'll put a link for anyone who wants to share it in the sources section. But the point is this, the climate crisis was very fake. The fossil fuel gutting legislation that the Democrats passed, it was really real. Headline, this is just last month, dark days loom for New Yorkers as climate law promises blackouts, cost hikes. The 2019 Climate Act requires New York to cut greenhouse gas emissions by about one quarter from that year's level by 2030. The state's made little progress in part because officials shuttered New York's largest nuclear power plant in 2021. They haven't replaced the energy that they are shutting down, and they're headed for a total crisis for no damn reason. Because as we can clearly see now, the entire climate crisis was fake. It really, in many ways, folks, was their first quintessential hoax. And they're damn good at these hoaxes. By the time they were done, they'd had it written into kids' school textbooks. It's still in my kids' textbooks today. As we learn that Charlottesville, remember the Unite the Right rally, was probably also another hoax perpetrated by, incredibly, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah, members of which were just indicted on 11 counts of wire fraud and false statements. Turns out the Southern Poverty Law Center funneled over $3 million to persons in extremist groups, including, I love this, the KKK, and the American Nazi Party. Against investigative reporter Christopher Rufo writes, if these allegations are true, the Southern Poverty Law Center is likely to be the biggest single funder of white nationalist extremism in the United States. And this is a perfect example of how very fake the world Democrat sheeple exist in actually is. Folks, remember, it's not just a series of lies. No, it's entirely faked realities. So deep, wide, and vast that you can't psychologically, for many people, extract yourself from them. And it doesn't matter anyway, because most left-wingers will never know things like this, that the Southern Poverty Law Center paid the leader of the American Nazi Party, a former KKK member and Aryan Nations director, $70,000 while simultaneously listing him as an extremist on their own website. On the Southern Poverty Law Center website. To move the money around, they created very fake websites and, of course, didn't report it to the IRS because that would have unraveled the whole thing. Oh, and they lied to their donors, too. They're trying to save face right now by claiming, hey, you know, we were going undercover to try to stop the actual racism, but that's not a thing.
Can a private entity implant an informant in another private entity in order to gain information? Based upon my reading of the law, that's illegal. What say you, counselor?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go ahead and do it. And if you're doing it, you're committing fraud. And that's exactly what they were doing here. I don't know where they got this idea that this was somehow within their edict of what they're telling their contributors they were set out to do. But this is really wild stuff. I mean, that's exactly what it is. The way that you described it is that they were operating outside of the law by saying that they were developing informants.
But here's my favorite part. Remember the suspiciously named Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville? The one where they lied and said Trump called both sides very fine people? Yeah, that rally. We're now finding out that not only did they pay one of the organizers, we don't know the name of the person yet, they also paid to ship people in to the rally. You know the one that resulted in a riot in which 3 people died? They even approved racist posts that went online around the rally. Now, we don't know which fake white supremacist activists that they actually paid, but my guess is it's going to turn out to be Jason Kessler, the primary organizer and permit holder for the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Remember that guy? Hardcore supporter of Barack Obama. He was also an organizer of the Occupy Wall Street protests. But then, suddenly, in January of 2017, he had a come-to-Jesus moment where he realized he was actually a Republican, a right-winger, oh, and racist too, and began organizing hate movement events. January 2017, what's significant about them? Oh, that's the month that Donald Trump was inaugurated. Yeah, I'm sure it was a coincidence. Whoever the person was associated with Unite the Right in Charlottesville, they hit the jackpot, paid more than $270,000 by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which also funded the Ku Klux Klan, United Klans of America, the National Alliance, Unite the Right, National Socialist Movement, the Aryan Nations Affiliated Sadistic Souls Motorcycle Club, the National Socialist Party of America, that's the American Nazi Party, and American Front. Folks, you know what? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen as we look into this. We're going to end up finding out that the Southern Poverty Law Center was just one of the NGOs on the Democrat side that was funneling money to these groups. Do you remember back when Ron DeSantis was becoming very popular as governor of Florida and they sent a bunch of Nazis out to support him, a bunch of right-wing, supposedly white supremacists to support him? Yeah, I bet these are the same people. And we can laugh and shake our heads at how very fake the left is, but the fallout was very real for us. Remember how the Biden regime used Charlottesville and other fake right-wing terror to justify its persecution of Trump voters? Because I do. Remember they claimed that racist right-wingers presented the biggest terror threat to America? Remember when the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI changed their internal priorities to target Trump supporters to combat the right-wing terror? Because I do. And it was always weird because there were never right-wing terror attacks. It was just kind of out there, like smoke. But remember, folks, they used that justification to censor us on social media, pressure banks to troll through our accounts and turn over to the Biden Treasury, perfectly legal purchases by millions of people, including transactions for Bibles, religious texts, gun supplies, guns, anti-Biden bumper stickers, T-shirts, anti-Harris bumper stickers, T-shirts. FBI agents even showed up at people's homes. Remember, the banks were literally going through your purchases and turning all that over to the Treasury because right-wing terror, right? Remember Biden's red speech? They had to go after us, man. Remember Biden's FBI infiltrated the most conservative and religious groups in the Catholic Church in the name of battling the, quote, right-wing terror threat, unquote. Which still drives me nuts to this day because, folks, you won't find a single terror attack by a Catholic who's right-wing. But it didn't matter. They infiltrated the churches. They spied on us. They debanked us. They took our social media accounts by the thousands and deleted our posts by the millions. And then, folks, remember what they did. They used the so-called right-wing terror threat, the credibility of the Department of Homeland Security, saying it was a thing to, remember, USAID launched those media censorship groups where they'd run around, coming at you from the Biden administration saying, hey, you know, you might not want to advertise on these right-wing terrorist sites. Well, of course, you're not going to if you're a major company because you don't want an SEC investigation and retaliation. So those USAID groups that show up, and they went and got the advertisers in their back pocket, too. And between them, just among five right-wing entities, Breitbart, Daily Caller, The Federalist, and two more, they gypped them out of $100 million in ad revenue by using that federally funded campaign. Again, all of it based on fake right-wing terror. In fact, multiple times, under oath before Congress, Christopher Wray, Biden's FBI director, testified that, yeah, right-wing terror is the biggest threat facing America. And folks, this kills me, because if you've been listening to this podcast, you know this. The whole time, folks, remember, they sent guys out there with welding equipment to weld open the door in the Trump wall at Lukeville and let in 700 to 1,000 actual potential terrorists every night in partnership with the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. Totally unvetted, just let him in from Muslim countries. We still don't know who dumped him in the middle of the desert. So all while they focused on persecuting Trump voters just because. By the way, good news on that this week. Two of the largest advertising conglomerates just lost their court case. The courts have ruled against them. They can no longer collude to keep advertising off of conservative sites anymore. They can't do that. You cannot use politics to decide where the advertising goes. You have to use hits, clicks, and likes, which is how it should be. But folks, we're still reeling from this. That's why this is so important. That's why they needed this. Fake hate had to be funded so that it could then be turned into fake terror and used to silence us and strip us, not just of money and demonetize us and debank us, but literally to strip us of our First Amendment rights.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback.
What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Here's federal prosecutor Todd Blanche.
The SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
Now, keep in mind, folks, this is on the heels of us finding out the entire Trump-Ukraine impeachment was a hoax. Remember how that embroiled the country for months and seemed so very real to so many people? And now we're finding out that the whistleblower who supposedly overheard, remember that Ukrainian phone call between Trump and Zelensky, and, you know, all the law breaking and, you know, just had to turn whistleblower, totally fake and completely orchestrated. Remember the details of that? Because they're kind of stunning. In order to be a whistleblower, by federal law, to be covered by the protections, you have to have firsthand knowledge of law breaking. And you've got to go to an inspector general and say, hey, this is why legally I'm a whistleblower. They have to, you know, they have classified clearances inside the CIA, inside these intelligence agencies. They have to go, yeah, that's right. You do, you know, meet the criteria. And then they forward it to Congress. Well, the whistleblower went to the corrupt inspector general, Atkinson, and the whistleblower's own boss said, this guy's full of crap. He doesn't have firsthand knowledge. He didn't hear a phone call. He hasn't even seen a printout of Trump's phone call. He has no idea what he's talking about. And you know what Atkinson did? Lied to Congress, lied about the details, lied about the whistleblower's knowledge of the details, lied about the fact that the whistleblower was a registered Democrat who had worked for Joe Biden, and lied about the fact that the entire whistleblower report had been concocted by him and another guy who worked on the original Russia collusion hoax, the fake intelligence that they wrote out and then classified. And folks, that's the MO here. You write a bunch of really fake stuff and then you classify it so that no one can come out and say, hey, listen, it's all fake, because even if it's fake, it's classified and they'll end up in prison. And what do? You selectively leak parts of it. Well, they took the whistleblower, went to Congress, completely lied, didn't tell Congress any of the details that I'm telling you, and it was used to impeach Trump. Folks, that was last week's hoax. But you know what? Every day, folks, X gets more popular. Do you realize every single day, 60 million Americans are on X on average? And it's not the same 60 million Americans every day. And the beauty of X is there's a little up arrow in the corner on posts. And you can copy that, put in an email, text, whatever, your friend who's not on X. And if they click on it, they can see it just like they're on X. Now, if they want to post, they need an account. But that's how 60 million different Americans are on X every single day. People are sharing off-site. They can't hide this stuff anymore. It's blowing up in their face. And I'm telling you, I believe this with every fiber of my being. This is all going to hit critical mass. As the American people tell pollsters, in fact, a large majority told Rasmussen a few weeks ago, they're having increasingly difficult time telling what's real. And you know why I think that is, in a weird way? Because so much truth about past lies has now come out, from the Russia collusion hoax to this, to the Ukraine hoax. It's like every other week we find out it wasn't real. I think what folks are really seeing is they're reacting to, like, wow, whole parts of my reality weren't real. How do I know what's real? But this is actually, I think, a healing process. And it's exactly why France is demanding that Elon Musk and his former CEO, Linda Yaccarino, turn themselves over to France, show up for questioning in the criminal case against X. And I'm here to tell you, folks, they go to France, The Democrats are orchestrating this with France. They go to France, they're not coming back. Look at Pavel Durov. His plane merely touched down in France. Remember, he's the CEO of Telegram, and he refused to allow the FBI to cut a backdoor into Telegram to censor people. And before he knew it, he was cooling his heels in a French prison. So this is them desperate, knowing how much damage Elon Musk is doing to them on a daily basis. By the way, Musk has now responded and told them to pound sand. He's not going anywhere. And he won't have to until Democrats are elected. Then he'll be extradited. And he knows that. He knows he's not coming back. And he'll spend the rest of his life in probably a French prison first and then a UK prison after that. But folks, what they're the reason they're doing this now, even though no way Trump extradites the guy, the reason they're doing this now is like a warning to him. Hey, you know, you could get right with us. All you got to do is censor and you won't end up in prison. By the way, if you read about it, they're claiming there's, you know, kiddie porn on X. Yeah, well, I'm here to tell you there's kiddie porn on every single social media site. It's everywhere. And they need to do a good job cleaning it up. But here's the problem. The Wall Street Journal broke the story a couple years back about Instagram creating algorithms to hook up those selling kids to those buying them. You ever seen France try to extradite Zuckerberg? No, because he censors for them. Let it make you mad if you want to, but it's a sign of their abject level of desperation that they're trying to haul Musk into court. What you're going to see next is the French version of contempt charges that will be criminal, and they're going to begin demanding his extradition, knowing they won't get it now, but also knowing that they will get it if Democrats get elected, and they're going to try to use that as leverage against him to get him to censor you. Because, folks, if they can shut up Elon Musk, these hoaxes will begin to work again. They can control them again because they know Zuckerberg will fall like a cheap suit. He'll crumple right up. So, folks, the good news is we have free speech now and we can tear these things to pieces. The bad news is it could end at any moment because free speech exists inside one man, Elon Musk. But today is not that day. Today is the day they're humiliated by another one of their sets of lies, another hoax. When will the Democrat sheeple realize, at least some of them, that they haven't just been lied to? The entire reality they live in is fake.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.